The Missing Bridegroom. At 7:55 on a brisk April morning, Jack Barber ducks across the hedge from his own house to the family home next door to pick up his daily passenger for the drive downtown and finds the breakfast room abandoned.
Hey! Dad! You ready to go?
In here, Jack, in the library.
I'm a little late. Sharon and I had to wrestle around with Cicero for a while. He threw me, too.
Your father isn't going to the office this morning.
Well, Dad, aren't you feeling well?
He's waiting to talk to Pinky. You heard what happened last night?
Well, we got the teenage version of it.
Hank and Greta have broken up. She gave him back his ring. Finally realized she was still in love with Pinky. Oh, dear me.
Yeah, it's kind of rough for everybody.
I haven't given up. Hank and Greta are two of the finest young people I have ever known. Perfect for each other. As I told Greta, young love sometimes turns out to be a mere sentimental attachment. It's the stuff of fiction.
Jack doesn't want to hear what
In actual said. Relationship, love grows. If Hank and Greta would get married, she'd find herself more in love with Hank than she ever was with Pinky.
Henry, it's too late.
Nonsense, you know, Pinky. Utterly unpredictable. Take this morning. Due home from his night shift at 7 o'clock, and it's about 8 now. No sign of him.
Where's Greta?
Moved to an hotel until her next assignment.
She didn't feel she could stay at Jones anymore.
Which hotel?
Nobody told me. I didn't ask.
Hank will know.
Yeah, sure. He'll know. Poor old Hank.
That's what baffles me. Why a thing like this should happen to Hank of all people. It's beyond me. All you can do is open your hands in helplessness.
Here's someone. Pinky?
Young man, I want to talk to you.
I'll be right there, Grandfather.
Oh, it's Hank.
Oh, I thought you had an emergency. I'd let him in hospital.
We did have. It's over. Oh, hi, Uncle Jack.
I want you to know how sorry we are.
Well, that was the countdown, and off went the rocket.
We love Greta, and we love you both. I'm only sorry...
Well, Greta can't help who she falls in love with any more than I can.
What hotel did she decide to go to?
The Trajada.
Oh, no.
Why?
Well, maybe in the hope that Pinky would know how to get there.
Does Pinky know all about this?
Well, I didn't tell him. I figure he'll find it out when he gets home this morning.
If he comes home this morning, here it is. We'll see what he decides to do. Betty says this is a splendid chance for Pinky to demonstrate whether he's a gentleman or a cat. And I say I'm in.
Did you write your mother last night?
No, I tried to phone her. I couldn't get through to Innsbruck at all. Storm or something. The overseas operator said to try again today.
Well, I don't see why you telephone. Write to her. Write regular mail. The bad news will get there soon enough.
Well, I couldn't seem to put it down on paper. I don't want her to hear about it from somebody else.
I refuse to accept this as final. By George, I'll call the Savoy and find out what's keeping Pinky.
Well, I really ought to get going.
Hold on just a minute. I'll get them on the line and see what's delayed him.
Hank, I'm surprised Greta would go to the Trajada.
We weren't either one of us thinking very straight. She wanted to be alone for a while, and she knew the name because Pinky used to work there.
Savoy? Mr. William Murray, please. Beg your pardon? Left work early. How early? This is his grandfather. Eh? At 5 a.m. Yeah, I see. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye. He left work early. 5 a.m. Said he had a headache.
Well, you don't suppose somebody got word to him about Greta and me?
Yes.
Who now, Henry?
Trajada. Find out if Pinky turned up there. Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why, they could be in Reno and married by this time. Hello, Trajada. Miss Greta Stephenson, please. After all, Jack, if he's so desperately in love with her, they might have got... Eh? Not registered? Oh, has she checked out?
Wait. Here, let me take it, Grandfather. Hello. Look under Martin. Greta Stephenson Martin.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we keep forgetting about the adoption.
Good. Put her on. She's there.
Hello?
Greta, this is Hank.
Oh, yes, Hank. How are you this morning?
Have you heard from Pinky?
No. No, I haven't. Should I have heard from Pinky? Does he... No?
Well, I'm not sure. He left work early, and we thought maybe he'd heard about us from somebody, and... Well, I'm positive you will hear from him as soon as he knows what's happened.
He'd better hurry. I've offered to substitute and take an earlier flight if they need me.
Why'd you do that?
I have to do something, Hank. I cannot merely sit and wait. Goodbye, Hank.
Bye. Bye, honey.
5 a.m. You don't suppose he came home?
Well, did anybody look in Pinky's bedroom?
For goodness sake, no, because we didn't expect him till the regular time.
Good gosh, I'll bet he's up there corked out. Excuse me, I'll go see.
Yes, Fanny, I thought you had looked. Hank, call us if he's up there. We'll be right up.
Father and Mother Barber linger hopefully in the lower hall as Hank goes upstairs two steps at a time. Jack glances at his watch.
I was running late when I came over here.
What's happened up there? Hank?
Hey, he's here.
Oh!
Good. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to work. Are you sure you don't want to ride, Dad?
No, I'll go to the office later, on the bus. Is he awake?
Hank? Is Pinky awake now?
Sleeps harder than any human I've ever encountered. I'll go up and...
Henry, no, leave them alone.
Why?
This is something the boys should work out alone. So, Henry, you keep out of it.
Pink? Hey, come on, wake up. Come on, snap out of it. Come on, now, sit up. Here's a glass of water. Drink it. Okay, here it comes.
Where are we?
Now get your eyes open. Here. Let's have some sunlight.
Hey, hold there.
Wake up. Come on, sit up. Are you listening?
For your sakes, I just got to bed.
Now listen to me. Keep your eyes open. I want you to get this. Greta and I talked it all over last night. She gave me back my ring. Do you hear me? Are you listening? Say something.
Pardon me. Wow. Hey. Oh, boy. Let me shower and shave and get dressed and have breakfast, and I'll go over and see her.
Well, she's left Jones.
Why?
She moved downtown to the Trujada until her next flight.
Oh, boy. The Trujada? Hey, now that's loyalty, ain't it? That's good old family feeling. She knew I could find her at the Trujada.
You're going down there right now. You aren't going to stop for breakfast.
Look, you don't have to push me, Laddie Buck. I'm going to marry her. You can count on it. If she'll have me, I'm going to marry her today.
Good. All my best wishes.
That's the attitude. Be a good loser, Hank. Oh, boy. After all, I found her first. I was a good loser there for quite a while.
Now, one thing, William. Now, remember this. She's the sweetest gal I ever hoped to meet, and if you ever so much as bring one tear to her eyes, you'll answer to me. Now, hurry up. Get dressed and get down there. I'll phone and tell her you're on the way.
And 12 minutes later, Father Barber, coming downstairs ready for the office, finds Hank impatiently pacing the front hall.
Yes? What's troubling you?
Well, Greta said she'd call me back when Pinky got there.
Did he take my car?
Sure. He drove out of here about 12 at...
There she is. Here she is.
I'm here. I'll get it. Yes? Hello?
Come, Hank. Who is this, Fanny?
Mother Barber, what time did Pinky leave there?
Why, Greta. It's Greta. He went 2 hours ago.
12 minutes after 8.
Let me speak to her.
Here, Henry.
Greta, this is his grandfather. He isn't there.
This is very strange, Father Barber. I've been right here in my room all this time, sitting by the phone.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Hank, here, you talk to her.
Greta, I'm sure he's on the way, but if he doesn't get there in 15 minutes, let me know and, doggone it, I'll find him.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, Russell Forson, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 6, Book 134, Message from a Happy Bride. Frank Barton speaking.